Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Is hydrogen power the future of energy? And if so, will Ireland benefit from increased hydrogen investment? Top international hydrogen investor Alicia Eastman believes that Ireland could be an ideal location for the future of hydrogen power, thanks to our export-led economy, strong demographics, and very specific energy needs. And Alicia herself is with me now. Alicia, good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
Let's do the basics of hydrogen power. We know when you burn hydrogen, you end up with water, which is great.
Sure.
No nasty stuff coming out.
Exactly.
So where are we to get the hydrogen?
So there are many ways to get hydrogen. In the past and currently, the majority of hydrogen is produced using natural gas. And we would call that gray or dirty hydrogen. And basically, you have the natural gas. It goes through a steam methane reformer. You're left with hydrogen. And in most cases, that hydrogen is captive in order to make ammonia. Ammonia used for fertilizer, ammonia nitrate used for explosives, also
So you're taking natural gas to create a feedstock for fertilizer creation.
Exactly. And there's all sorts of things, mostly chemicals, that you use this hydrogen for. And then in some places, sadly, you use it also for further oil exploration.
Now, the next form, and there's loads of different colors hydrogen, even though it's the same hydrogen precisely in each case, but it's how it's derived that gives it its color tag. So the next one is blue hydrogen.
Sure. So blue is basically exactly what I just described, where you also attach some carbon capture equipment. And then when you take the equipment, you either use it in some way or sequester it, and it should be sequestered for at least 100 years, a guaranteed 100 years, which is actually hard to do.
Yeah, sure. I mean, people are talking about maybe caverns where gas once was stored, say, beneath the sea in bedrock somewhere, pumping it back in.
Exactly. And or putting it into bricks or things that where it will be stuck for a long time.
Yeah, making concrete out of CO2 as part of a process is an interesting development at the moment. So that's blue. Mm-hmm. Now, the one we like best is green.
Definitely green.
So tell me about green hydrogen.
So green is when you use any kind of renewable energy in order to make the hydrogen. And you need water. You need pretty pure water. And then you just divide it using electrolysis.
So basically, water is you're taking water, you use electricity, in other words, energy going in to break it into hydrogen and oxygen. You can sell the oxygen if you wish. Then later on, you burn the hydrogen, you get water again.
Yes, that's right. So that's the only byproduct, water vapor, basically, from using hydrogen.
So the difficulty is making that energy equation work. If the energy in electrolysis is expensive, it makes that hydrogen very expensive. So we need cheap energy to do this job.
That's right. And wind, solar and wind are the cheapest forms of energy on the planet right now, depending on where you are.
Now, that's the problem, isn't it? We have a particular energy auction system here, which does not, which means that we don't get the value of cheap solar or cheap wind-generated energy. But that brings us to Ireland and why we are in a particularly good spot for doing the production of green hydrogen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you have a fantastic offshore wind assets, and you have, because wind is not, it's not always exactly at the same time. I mean, the absolute best sites to make hydrogen are coastal deserts because you've got sun all day long and you've got really heavy wind at night. But wind alone can have a pretty high capacity factor. So you have extra wind that you don't need. You have that extra power. And during those times, you could be making hydrogen. And then you can store it as hydrogen, but that's not that easy. Usually it's much easier to store it as ammonia.
Yeah, because the small molecule and porosity can give rise to leaks and so on and so forth. And we, and also trying to compress it.
Exactly. So you can get twice as much energy into the same space in the form of ammonia than in the form of hydrogen, which is weird because hydrogen is
just
H2. H2, and you're adding nitrogen from the air, which is 78% of our air.
Yeah.
But you add that together, and then somehow you can get more energy into the same space.
Now, there are two other kinds of hydrogen labeled turquoise and brown. And tell me about turquoise. It's not one I've come across before.
Turquoise is usually used for pyrolysis. So that's basically when you're using some kind of feedstock, maybe wood chips, maybe even methane and biomass or something.
Yeah.
Then you're basically turning that into hydrogen and then whatever byproducts you get based on what you put in. But pyrolysis has not worked very well in most cases because of the feedstock. It has to be very, very homogeneous. So basically gas has been the only thing that it works with, and we don't want to be using gas.
And of course, the brown stuff made from coal, that's the one we want to get rid of entirely.
Exactly. And actually, there isn't that much made from coal. Most of it is made from gas right now. So it's gray. So not that much brown, and I hope we're not
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Have you seen that?
No, but because, you know, coal, given what's happening in the world, coal could become literally cheap as chips and therefore might be attractive in some jurisdictions in some parts of the world to do it that way.
Yeah, it's possible. But the problem with coal, of course, is like you're not just harming the environment in the future, but you're harming the environment immediately. So it actually stops most people from wanting to use it.
Okay, so ideally we want to, as you say, in a desert where it really blows hard at night and you've got glorious sunshine by day, you're getting solar and you're getting wind, you should be able to do it at scale very cheaply. Is anyone doing it?
Yes, in fact, I'm doing it.
Tell me more.
In 2014, I co-founded a company with the current CEO of Intercontinental Energy, and I was the president until 2024 when I stepped down because I wanted to help some of these companies that were not attracting investment that needed to help the actual ecosystem. But essentially, we set out to have the absolute cheapest green electrons in the world in these coastal deserts.
Yeah.
And we looked at Oman and we looked at Australia. We got the best land in the world. We have about 40,000 square kilometers of land. And we have sun all day long and we have heavy wind at night. And those are really, they'll be hitting FID pretty soon. So with off-takers and whatnot. It's been a while. We were early.
Sure.
But we went from those green electrons to the green molecules, because once we realized we could make the electrons so cheaply, we said, okay, we can make a hydrogen at a price that people can purchase it.
So are you now making ammonia from your hydrogen? Because as you say, compressing it and transporting it is cumbersome and expensive. So it's one thing to do it in some outlying place in the world, mm-hmm. but you got to get it to market.
Exactly. And, you know, hydrogen is actually not that easy to either store or transport, because if you liquefy it, which is the easiest way to transport it, it needs to be negative 253 degrees Celsius, which is 20 degrees above absolute zero. It is difficult to fathom.
How are they using hydrogen then in cars? I mean, I've seen in China where they have this idea that you have little capsules of hydrogen which you insert in, which means you can refuel your car literally in a minute or two, because you pull one cylinder out, in go. I think there are 8 cylinders across the back of the car. In and out they go. So how are they doing that?
I mean, it's basically fuel cells, right? You're using fuel cells with the hydrogen and you're just swapping fuel cells. I mean, that's essentially how they've done it. And that works for smaller amounts. But, you know, when you need large amounts of hydrogen, it really is expensive to move it around the world. So adding the nitrogen makes it, you know, ammonia is actually not very flammable, something people don't realize. But
it stinks, but it's fine.
Well, if the stink is positive, because if it stinks, it's leaking. So you know, you can smell ammonia, and it has to get 300 times more powerful in order for it to hurt you. Okay. So, you know, everyone can smell ammonia.
The first whiff says, I got a leak, but it's not going to harm me. I can still...
The first whiff is like, batten down the hatches, everybody get their uniforms on, get everybody out. And so it's very easy, I think, to take care of because...
And you see tankers driving along the highway with ammonia in them, so...
Oh, yeah. It's in over 400 ports. It's everywhere, all over. There's pipelines. It's all over the world. We know how to deal with ammonia. And people have made this... comments that it's so, difficult. But actually, we've been dealing with it for a very long time.
So on your solar and wind facility, you are creating hydrogen and now making ammonia.
Yes, that's right.
Locally, on site, as it were, and then moving that.
Exactly. So on site, we have the green electrons, the green hydrogen. We actually are desalinating seawater in order to split that with electrolysis. So we have all of these things that we can offer locally, and then the ammonia for export.
Okay, and we'll stay with the colors, and I'll ask you, are you in the red or in the black on this particular development?
I mean, we are just hitting FID pretty soon, so, obviously that's not quite getting money in. But in order to hit FID, you need offtakes, and those offtakes are being negotiated now as we speak, and things are looking good.
Okay, so this is the model, and in our case, we have sunlight. We don't have sunshine a lot of the time.
Yeah.
We have sunlight. So the solar element will not be as significant for us.
But it's something.
Yeah, it does contribute. But the offshore wind element is still technically challenging in the Atlantic, I would suspect.
I mean, it's a lot of wind.
It's a lot of wind, yeah.
So it's actually quite a positive resource. A lot of places don't have wind. I mean,
it's trying to capture it safely. I mean, I often have this in my mind's eye of the next disaster movie is one of the floating wind farms losing its tether and being blown onto the Galway coastline.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially when you think of Japan and some, when you have earthquake areas or things like that. Yeah, there's a lot of nightmares you could think of. But, it's pretty secure where there are easy ways to secure getting either the wind or the sun. What I think is interesting in Ireland in particular is data centers. And I know that data centers are getting a lot of pushback all over the world and here especially for taking too much energy, obviously, and using fossil fuels instead of green energy. But what I think could work out very well for Ireland is if you have, let's say you have a AI R&D center and then you have a co-located data center, you could have a microgrid, you have your own wind, you have your own solar, and then you're making hydrogen as a battery, basically. And you can make it also into ammonia so you can store it for as long as you want. And then it's dispatchable. That means that when you need it, you have it, as opposed to wind and solar. Like you have it when the wind is blowing, you have it when the sun is shining.
You are speaking today at a conference.
Yes. Tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow, okay. Yeah. And this will be your theme, more or less.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And we will be talking about data centers a bit, but all other... We're talking about a lot of different applications that are unusual or new for hydrogen, but we are also talking about efficiencies and how just... putting in a number of efficiencies can help us to shift people from fossil fuels to green alternatives. Because once they need less, obviously the price per unit is not going to go up. So they can actually fit that bill is okay to pay.
Well, it's a fascinating topic. Alicia Eastman, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.